This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Some breaking news around Assunto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law. But also some breaking news that there is a big story about the president pardoning people. All federal offenses. Biden pardons all federal offenses of people for marijuana convictions. That just broke a few moments ago. We'll share that with you right here. Your place for breaking news. DeSantis, get me something on that, will you? Get me somebody. Get me anybody. That just happened. I see on Fox News right now. They have an alert on this right now. The president just issuing a pardon. It looks like a mass pardon. So we'll find out some details about that and whether or not it's constitutional. Also, later in the show, in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm going to get into Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson and her ridiculous comments about the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution, how she thinks that the framers of the amendment never intended for it to be race neutral or race blind, which is just so absurd. But anyway, we'll get into that later in the show. I want to get into this news about Fauci. Assunto Fauci. Our executive producer, Matt DeSantis, has unearthed some audio. Oh, by the way, before I get into that, I got to mention, you know, the Phillies are in the playoffs right now. And I got an email. So they're doing this this big rally for the Phils. And they got a bus going around. And what they're going to do is they got a rally for Red October bus tour happening. And right now, as I'm speaking, the bus should be at Chickies and Pete's in Drexel Hill. So if you're in the area, you go by and see the bus. The Fanatic's going to be there. They got a bunch of school kids with them, too. And they're doing a big rally. And then at 5 o'clock, the bus is going to head to Xfinity Live in Philly. And then at 6 p.m., Live Casino and Hotel in Philadelphia. Tomorrow, it's going to be, if you're in South Jersey, Runnymede, the Philly Sports Diner. The bus is going to be there. So you go there, see the Fanatic, take some pictures. So that's pretty cool. And that's going to head back into the city. So it's a two-decker bus. The Fanatic's going to be on there. 1993 National League champion Mickey Morandini and Phillies ball girls are going to be there too. Hey, DeSantis, go meet some of the ball girls. Why not? You're single.
I'm not single, but
I mean, you're not married.
They don't know that.
You're not married, yeah. Which makes you single under the law. I'm just saying.
Yeah, not a huge baseball fan generally, but if the ball girls are going to be there,
Henry, why don't you go see the ball girls tomorrow?
Hey, I might. Right. I'll be here.
Oh, right. You'll be here.
You have work.
Never mind. So this is pretty cool. So anyway, if you're around, go by and see them and say hello. Take some pictures and do that. I got some gear here. I got a cool Phillies hat. I got my Hunt for Red October shirt. I got a towel. I got a red towel. Welcome to Red October. They don't call us the Fighting Phils for nothing, but I can't wear any of it right now. I'm all dressed up. I'm giving a speech tonight at the Union League in Philadelphia, so I'm wearing a tie. I don't normally wear ties, but I'm dressed up. Last time I went to the Union League, I forgot to wear a jacket, and that was embarrassing because they had to lend me a jacket, and I looked like Fievel in An American Tale walking around with that jacket on. And then it was a little bit as if I borrowed Dad's jacket, because, of course, the one jacket they have in stock is like a 48 long. You know, and I'm basically like a, you know, the old Ford, rocking the 40 short. So, yeah, I look like I work there. I look like an organ player. You know, you wear those long tuxedo jackets. That's what I look like in this thing. I was so embarrassed. But tonight I wore a jacket. It's very, very good. and a tie, but I hate dress. I really hate dress. I got into radio so I didn't have to dress up anymore. Every now and then I have to do it. The Union League, you know, they frown on that sort of thing if you just show up in like a t-shirt and pants. But DeSantis, you better dress up tonight. You look like a bum, just saying. You do.
I have a suit in my car. I'm going to switch out at the end of the show. Don't worry. I'm not going to show up in jeans and a crinkly t-shirt.
All right, good. So here's some the breaking news on Asanto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You have to say that by law. You know, when COVID first happened in March of 2020, I think we all remember it. I said to you back then over and over and over again, this came from a lab in China. I said it in March of 2020, and I've never stopped saying it since. And we since know now that gain-of-function research paid for by your tax dollars through grants given out by Fauci's agency, led to the gain-of-function research that I believe led to COVID-19. Now, despite COVID-19 happening, which is absolutely, I think, it came from a lab, gain-of-function research, my theory goes like this. They found these bats, these horseshoe bats in these mines back in 2012 in China. They brought them to the lab in Wuhan, and there they started tinkering them in conjunction with this EcoHealth Alliance. And then you got COVID. Now, their argument is we do gain of function research. We create Frankenstein's monster so that we can learn how to beat Frankenstein. So we're going to create the monster that's going to go and destroy the village so that we can learn how to stop the monster who's going to destroy the village. It makes no sense. And of course, to this day, the Biden administration has never held China accountable. Fauci gets promoted. He's on the cover of magazines. He's on late night television. He gets played by Brad Pitt on Saturday Night Live. The man's a hero. You can't say a damn word about him. But I think Fauci should be investigated, criminally investigated. And we got to ask ourselves a lot of questions about his lies. And how many lives could have been saved if back in March and April and May, instead of running around with their lies about, oh, this is, you're just saying this because you hate Chinese people. If we actually would have got in that lab, would it have made a difference? If Fauci was not so worried about everybody connecting the dots and proving once and for all that, yes, this came from his budget. This came from his office. Could we have saved some lives? National Institute of Health grantee failed to report experiment in Wuhan that created a bat virus that made mice sicker. Mm-hmm. Amazing, right? An ongoing controversy over what constitutes virology research that is too dangerous to conduct and whether the U.S. government funded studies in China that violated a policy barring funding for risky research has taken a new turn. While denying once again it had helped create the virus that sparked COVID-19, the United States National Institutes of Health revealed in a letter sent yesterday to Republicans in Congress that experiments it funded through a U.S.-based nonprofit at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China had the unexpected result of creating a coronavirus that was more infectious in mice. The agency, the grant, the people that got the grant, EcoHealth Alliance. That's Peter Daszak's group. Now, there's audio of him out there somewhere. And you know what? Maybe, Matt, you can find it, of him going on praising the virtues also of gain-of-function research, but also saying that it could lead to deadly viruses at the very, very same time. Well, NIH, as the organization holding the parent grant, the EcoHealth Alliance, failed to immediately report this result to the agency as required. A newly released progress report on the grant also shows that EcoHealth and the Wuhan Institute of Virology conducted experiments changing the virus that causes Middle East respiratory syndrome. And that, of course, is also raising additional questions. They also noted in its letter that when the agency reviewed the original EcoHealth Alliance grant proposal, it determined that proposed experiments designed to determine whether certain bat coronaviruses might infect humans did not meet its definition of so-called gain-of-function research that make pathogens more dangerous to humans. But we know now that that was a lie. So we have some audio on this. And there's so much to this. This is why, as Senator Rand Paul said today, we need to have a congressional investigation on this. And people need to go to prison. The National Institutes of Health awards a new grant to the U.S. organization at the center of the COVID-19 lab leak controversy. The Intercept reporting that EcoHealth Alliance, this award was terminated after the organization failed to turn over records critical to the COVID origin probe. But then the very next month, it got a new grant. Fauci's parting gift to the EcoHealth Alliance. Wall Street Journal editorial board writing today, EcoHealth Alliance hasn't been forthcoming about how it used National Institutes of Health grants for coronavirus research in China that may have resulted in the COVID-19 outbreak. Yet, Assunto Fauci, on his way to retirement this year, is rewarding the outfit by giving it more money for, wait for it, coronavirus research. The NIH last month awarded EcoHealth Alliance a $650,000 grant to analyze the potential for future back coronavirus emergence in Myanmar, Laos, and Vietnam. According to the grant, the potential site where SARS-CoV-2 first spilled over, that's COVID-19, from bats to people, they believe was there. But note how the National Institutes of Health is promoting EcoHealth Alliance claim that COVID-19 emerged through a spillover from animals. That's never been proven. Many scientists disagree and say the circumstantial and biological evidence suggests a lab leak, but this is problematic for EcoHealth Alliance, which worked with the Wuhan Institute of Virology on coronavirus lab experiments. So early in the pandemic, this guy, Peter Daszak, he's a bad dude, in my opinion. He's the president of EcoHealth Alliance, tried to shut down debate over the virus's origins by coordinating a letter from scientists in The Lancet that condemned the lab leak hypothesis as a conspiracy theory. You remember that, right? And then we had the whole hashtag stop Asian hate. You know, I got news for you, by the way. India is also in Asia. China hates them. India hates China. And a lot of people in India died of coronavirus, too. Other Asian countries besides China were ravaged by COVID-19. A lot of Asians died from COVID-19. So it was never about hating Asian people trying to get to the bottom of the origins of COVID-19. But I remember one day in New York, some whack job who should have been in prison killed a woman who happened to be Asian. Now, he did not kill her because of the COVID-19 lab leak theory, but I think it was Joy Reid on MSNBC who suggested that that's exactly why he did it. Because of Trump and his rhetoric, and he heard all about the lab leak theory, and that's why he killed him. And Joy Reid, of course, called the lab leak theory debunked bunkum. I believe it was her. So to get you to shut up about the lab leak and to cover for China, who, let's face it, all these big corporations that own media companies do business in China, and they want their movies shown on Chinese movie screens. They want their shows seen on Chinese televisions. And then they also own news entities. Comcast owns NBC News, MSC News, and MSNBC. I mean, it goes on and on, but the point is very, very simple. To cover for China, they did hashtag stop Asian hate. And so if you mentioned the lab leak theory, you were either a crackpot kook or you were somebody who hates Asian people. And that's how they got people to stop talking about it. I remember one day driving into work when evidence of the lab leak theory came out, finally, and you could no longer dismiss it. I remember a certain radio station in the city saying, the debunked lab leak theory. I said, well, who debunked this? Nobody debunked this. And by the way, I say the debunked spillover theory because to this day, we've never figured out where the virus actually came from in nature. I know it's probably some guy ordering an undercooked bat burger. Listen, I like my bat burger rare like the next guy with a little bit of cheddar cheese and some sauteed pangolin. Obviously. How do you like your bat burgers, DeSantis? You probably strike me as a well-done guy.
Yeah, I like it well-cooked, yeah. You know, just in case, you know, you don't know what...
You never know, there. Right?
No, yeah.
Henry, you ever try a bat burger Pittsburgh style? That's when it's rare on the outside. And I mean, they it's like crispy on the outside, but rare in the middle. You ever try that?
I have not, but I feel like it would go good with Heinz ketchup.
Heinz ketchup?
Yeah.
And then again, a side of pangolin fries.
Ooh.
The thing about the pangolin fries is you got to make sure they're crispy. Otherwise, they get soggy. You know what I mean? They're not as good.
Yeah,
so,
I know what you're saying.
Have you heard Wendy's new pangolin fry commercial? It sounds delicious.
Hot and crispy, well
hot
salted.
Hot and crispy,
yeah.
Pangolin fries. It'll have you ordering, hey, what do you want with your pangolin fries?
Fresh, never frozen.
Fresh, never frozen bat burgers. Yeah, you know, one time I had to send a bat burger back. I was like, what is this, a hockey puck? And I will send it back if you ask me. But,
I hate when they put pickles on the bat burger. I want to
taste
the bat
meat. You know what? Mute your microphone.
Yeah.
Pickles on a burger are delicious, DeSantis. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Seriously.
No.
That's your Harvard elitism speaking out right now.
No, I like the pickle on the side. The pickle eats through the bun. It's a terrible, it's a monstrosity. It turns the whole sandwich into a mess. Right. I want the pickles on the side.
All right. But, you know, now, since you brought up the bun, I got a bone to pick with buns.
Okay.
Can we stop with the brioche already? Enough with the brioche.
What?
I want a nice seeded bun.
Oh, Reg, you couldn't
be more wrong. A nice seeded roll. What?
I like the brioche.
Brioche is great.
You don't need brioche.
It's buttery. It's delicious.
I don't need butter.
You
do
need
butter. I'll put it on my burger. You get a seeded bat burger with those nice sesame seeds on it. Delicious.
No, I'm pro brioche bun. I was with you on the whole bat burger up until now. The brioche bun, that's a delicious touch.
I think it's overdone. Everywhere you go now, brioche bun.
You know,
we're gonna start putting cheesesteaks on brioche soon. Stop it.
Hey, that's an idea.
No, it's not an idea. It's an idea, but it's a bad idea. It's a terrible idea, Henry.
I don't know.
Where do we get off topic? Oh, right, Fauci. By the way, you know Fauci has everything ordered well done. You know. Yeah, can I get my steak well done, please, in case there's any viruses on there? Any foodborne illnesses? He's probably a Beyond Meat guy. Have you tried Beyond Bat Burger yet? It's delicious. Tastes just like Bat Burger. For the vegan friends, like if I ever have Stocker over for dinner, I'm going to serve him Beyond Bat Burger. You'll never know the difference, they say. I think you can tell the difference, but I'm old school, you know what I mean? All right, so we have some audio of Fauci defending gain-of-function research. Would you like to hear it? Or do you want to continue the brioche bun conversation?
No, let's listen to
Fauci. Do we have any audio on that?
We don't have Fauci commenting on brioche buns, unfortunately.
Colbert didn't ask him about that last night on The Late Show?
He actually got pretty close.
He asked him about other stuff.
Yeah, he actually got pretty close. They talked about candy for a good while. We'll play that later. You won't want to miss that. But yeah, let's get back on topic. Let's listen to Anthony Fauci defending gain-of-function research.
As part of the probes into the lab leak, EcoHealth Alliance, which conducted so-called gain-of-function research on coronaviruses in China, there are reports that it is again being funded by your agency. Now, politicians and some watchdogs have said EcoHealth and your agency haven't been fully transparent about the research into dangerous pathogens. Why are you confident, doctor, that EcoHealth is a good funding partner for your agency here? If we're keeping an open mind, is it too early to go back to funding EcoHealth?
Well, EcoHealth has grants that have nothing to do with what we're talking about, that are looking at surveillance in different countries. And when they put a grant in and there are administrative issues related to another grant, not the grants that are getting ready to be funded, and the administrative structure of the NIH, which is fundamentally an NIH central, gives a list of administrative things they need to address, and they adequately address it, there is really no mechanism to say arbitrarily, we can't fund you, even though you've been peer-reviewed and highly recommended for funding, because someone doesn't like you. I mean, if they ever brought that in court, they could sue us and win that in a microsecond. So you've got to be careful. It's kind of like saying that there is a grant from an institution in the United States that's something really bad about that grant, and therefore you shouldn't give any funding to any other element of that institution. You've got to be fair, and you've got to go by process, not arbitrary deciding whether you want to fund something or not. You go by as an established NIH process. If something is peer-reviewed, gets a high recommendation for funding, you can't arbitrarily decide, I just don't want to fund it because people don't like them.
And yet, EcoHealth Alliance was terminated for failing to turn over records critical to the COVID origin probe, and you did give them more money, Fauci. You did give them more money. It's exactly what you did. The National Institutes of Health says EcoHealth Alliance failed to report the experiment in Wuhan that created a bat virus that made mice sicker. This could be the link right here to COVID-19, the virus that ravaged this planet and changed our sense of normalcy forever. And they got more money from you, even though they failed to disclose the truth of what happened and even worse, covered it up. These people should be in prison. I got more details on this for you, and I'm going to get to them right away, and you want to hear more. Trust me on this. But first, I want to tell you about USA Insulation. Because USA Insulation is fantastic. You know, with winter coming and Biden's war on energy, OPEC slashing production, electricity rates going up, natural gas rates going up, everywhere you look, things are happening like this. You need to do whatever you can to make sure your home is insulated. I'm talking about USA Premium Foam Insulation. They will come and inject their premium foam into your walls from the outside. Now, that's going to create a foam barrier. It's going to keep the air you're paying for inside. The cold air stays on the outside where it belongs. And trust me on this, it makes a difference. It worked in my home. We did it years ago when we moved in because our home had terrible insulation. Older homes often do. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to them today by going to usainsulation.net or call them at 1-800-USA-FOAM. The Farmer's Almanac is predicting it's going to be a very cold winter. And with Biden's war on energy never going away, you got to make sure you're doing everything you can. And the best part is, right now, you can get your home insulated now and have no payments now and no interest now for 2 years. So get insulated now, no payments, no interest for 2 years. It's a beautiful thing. So reach out to them today. 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainsulation.net. Stop freezing. Start saving. No payments for 2 years. Get insulated today. usainsulation.net.
Now, afternoon.
Mystery movie clip on the Rich Zioli Show. WPHD.
Collision in 400 yards. 350. 300. Tap 10.
Right full rudder, 30 degree down.
Aye, sir.
This one's gonna be close. Cogido, get ahead!
You arrogant ass. You've killed us.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, Matt DeSantis, executive producer, tell them what they'll win.
All right, you will win a pair of tickets to the 2022 Army-Navy Soccer Cup, which is this Friday, October 7th, at Subaru Park in Chester, PA. For tickets, visit philadelphiaunion.com.
All right, good luck, car number 12. I forgot we were doing this today because I forget everything lately, but I do love the more... afternoon mystery movie clip. That's just the greatest. Henry's voiceover on that, right? Afternoon.
Nice and monotone for you.
Mystery clip. We got to find more things for Henry to do because now that we're the afternoon show, they don't care about us anymore. So we got to do our own production now, and I'm fine with it. So we're just going to have Henry voice it all for us. It'll be great. It's going to be fantastic.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Good luck, card number 12 coming up. Fauci. This guy needs to be held accountable. Does Stephen Colbert hold him accountable? What do you think? Straight ahead.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
It is Thursday. We're glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. So we know about Fauci. We know about this gain-of-function research. We know about this. By the way, we have 45 minutes. Is that it? What is it? 45 minutes? Is that right? Of nonstop talk coming up at what time? 4:45? I'm still trying to figure all this out. I'm getting my sea legs back, but 4:45-ish. Yep. We do everything by ishes here in my world. It's all ish, all right? The way I look at it is time is, time is, what do we call it, a construct? Anyway, so Fauci, and this new white coat waste project that came out showed in late 2020, Peter Daszak and the EcoHealth Alliance and other lab leak deniers published a study in a high-profile journal describing how they captured hundreds of wild bats in Bangladesh to collect samples of the highly deadly Nipah virus. A close review of that published paper reveals that not only did Asanto Fauci's National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease fund the study through four different grants, but Fauci personally reviewed and edited the paper for publication in the journal. Now, this is the absolute direct link here between Fauci, EcoHealth Alliance, gain-of-function research, and coronaviruses. Specifically, I think COVID-19. I think this is the smoking gun. It's all there. But what does Fauci do on the way out? He gives EcoHealth Alliance more money. As the Wall Street Journal concludes in their op-ed, it is likely that a coronavirus will again jump from animals to humans as MERS and SARS did. So more research in this area is worthwhile with the proper care and protection against a lab leak. But aren't there organizations with better records than EcoHealth Alliance to do it? The National Institutes of Health has repeatedly rapped the outfit for failing to monitor its partners and to comply with its grant terms. In August, the NIH told the House Oversight Committee that it had requested on two occasions that the EcoHealth Alliance provide the National Institutes of Health laboratory notebooks and original electronic files from the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the research they conducted there. To date, they have never turned over these records. The organization at the center of the COVID-19 lab leak controversy is getting more of your taxpayer dollars. And Fauci is given sainthood. Sainthood and yucking it up with Stephen Colbert last night on The Late Show. Yucking it up. Colbert's not going to ask him these questions. Nobody will ask these questions. Because we protect China. We cover for China. That's what we do in this country. If you ever lost a loved one to COVID, if you had your life turned upside down, and who didn't by COVID, if you had your kids out of school, you deserve to know the origins of this virus, but also to make sure it never happens again. We have no idea what the hell is in that lab in Wuhan. We have no idea because we've never been in there. We've never looked around. And all the evidence, all the notebooks, all the lab books, everything that actually could detail the gain-of-function research, that is not, this is not a conspiracy theory. The evidence is there. We need to see it. And instead, the NIH, Fauci, EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, they covered this all up. They covered this all up, and you were either a crackpot kook for thinking that Fauci's money paid for this whole virus, or you were an anti-Asian hater, and neither of those things were true. You wanted the truth. You deserve the truth. And you know what? On behalf of how many millions of Asian people that might have died or will die in the future because of gain-of-function research, I think they'd like to know the answer, too. 855-839-1210. Tim is the winner. Tim in Quakertown. What's the movie, buddy?
The Hunt for Red October.
Is that it? Is that true?
That is true.
That is the movie. Well done. One of my favorites. Absolutely. Good job,
it's a great
Tim.
Movie. Thank you.
All right. Well, enjoy us. What's that?
What was that? I just wanted to say I really miss you in the mornings, man. It just happens that I'm working night shift this week to get a chance to listen to you, but it's not the same without you. Just wanted to let you know.
Well, listen, you can always listen to the podcast anytime you want, all right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, please do, and please do, Tim, and thank you very much for listening, and I appreciate it. Good luck. Enjoy the game tomorrow night, all right?
Thank you. Will do.
You got it, buddy. It's the Army-Navy soccer game. It's going to be really, really cool. All right, so 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. So instead, Fauci goes on all these little shows, and they ask him a bunch of yucks. You know, he did not get asked about EcoHealth Alliance or COVID-19 or the lab leak theory or paying for gain-of-function research. No, instead, he got asked, what scares him the most about Halloween? Cut 10.
Let me know if you need some condoms. I'll ask for you. Okay. Oh, spooky season is coming up. What scares you the most?
1,000 kids coming to my door breathing on me.
All right, you're a doctor. What is the healthiest candy I can get?
Certainly, with all due respect to the brand names here, yep. None of them.
Well, Skittles, obviously. It's a fruit. It's a great source of fruit flavor.
And also a lot of sugar.
There, and that gives you power to get things done.
Right, right.
Right? Did you have what was your go-to candy as a kid? Kit Kat, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they have these when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
They had Kit Kat?
Yep. Kit Kat and malt balls. Where's malt
Did you like
balls?
Baby Ruth?
No, it's too sticky.
Too sticky. Did you know Babe Ruth?
No, I didn't. I'm not that old, Steve.
All right, sorry. Do you have a costume for Halloween yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Now, I know you want to convince people to go get this.
This is the kind of nonsense that happens on late-night television. First of all, Colbert tries to do a political show, so he's not a comedian anymore. But then when he has Fauci on, he just yucks it up about Baby Ruths and Skittles. So which is it? Because you watch his show one night and it puts you to sleep because it sounds like an MSNBC host. When Fauci's there, he's not going, oh, hey, tell me about Game of Function Research. He's going, so talk to me about Peeps. Are they an overrated candy? Or do you think that the Cadbury cream egg is the greatest egg? Actually, I'm trying to think about good Halloween candy. And as I was listening to this nonsense with him and Fauci, I keep thinking about, I got to go with the peanut butter pumpkin as the greatest Halloween candy.
Yeah, there's more peanut butter in it. Tastes better.
Tastes better. Peanut butter. But also, Colbert, you could ask him a thing or two about China and say, yucking it up. Did you? We got a lot more of this. I got a lot more for you as the show progresses today. Plus, a local school district in our area is sued by the ACLU. King Philip the Unaccountable Murphy. Turns out this guy is under investigation again. Well, I should say his soccer team is. So we're going to get into that as well in our hour 45 minutes of nonstop talk. But you know what, Henry? That's another voiceover for you. You can take now an hour and go 45 minutes of nonstop talk. Are you in?
I'll work on it, yeah.
All right, good. Excellent. We love Henry's voiceovers. But I'll tell you this. I've been asked, am I going back to the Grand Hotel? Yes, I am. And yes, we will be live on Friday, October 28th in the afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. with a live show, a happy hour show. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'd love to see you there. Friday, October 28th. And book your stay at the beautiful, fabulous Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. 10% off rates plus a resort credit of up to $200. Now, you can use this resort credit for purchases and things, places like Hemingway's Restaurant right on site. Great restaurant with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can also use it at Christine's Gift Shop. The Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey is Cape May's premier resort and conference center. They have beautiful accommodations, rooms, suites, and townhouses. The Grand is the perfect place to host a wedding or make lifetime memories. Baby showers, bridal showers, corporate events, you name it. Give Kellyanne and Caitlin a call today to book your dream wedding. Book direct with them for the best rates and book your stay today at 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or visit grandhotelcapemay.com, grandhotelcapemay.com, and I'll see you there on October 28th for our live broadcast, 3 to 7 p.m., grandhotelcapemay.com.
This is the only show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
You know, ever since I got into radio, I've always been concerned about government overreach, and particularly when the federal government uses its law enforcement powers to go after its political enemies. And that's exactly what I think occurred here when the FBI raided the home of a pro-life pastor in our area. So we're going to talk about it right now, and I'm very, very happy to welcome to the show Pastor Bill Devlin, international human rights advocate and Octane Faith, and you're going to be doing a rally for Mark Houck tomorrow. Thank you so much, Pastor, for joining me.
Hey, Rich, Brother Rich, you are a shining light here in the People's Republic of Philadelphia. Been listening to you ever since you launched, and great to have you on the afternoon. And, you know, little Zeoli trivia, I don't know if you know this, but Billy Zeoli was the chaplain to then-President Gerald R. Ford back in the late 70s. Did you know that there was a Zeoli who was a chaplain to a president?
I got to tell you, I did not know that, Bill. So this is groundbreaking.
Well, I knew you loved trivia. So Billy Zeoli, you can look him up. He went on from being chaplain to President Gerald Ford, and then he moved on to be a filmmaker and Christian films. And so, yeah, famous guy like you. So, yeah, we'll be at 615 Chestnut Street.
Thank you for that. Before I get into that, I love that history. So thank you. That's really, really cool. And anytime we get presidential history in particular, but, of course, if we also get Zeoli history, whether I'm related to him or not, let's go with it.
All right. Well, I just had to do a search on that, and Billy Zeoli came up. And there you go. Chaplain Zeoli.
Chaplain Zeoli, yes.
Yes.
I'm grateful for you for listening all the years, and I'm grateful of what you're going to do tomorrow. Before I get into the details on this, you know Mark Houck personally, and he's a good guy, and his family. And what happened here with the FBI showing up on their doorstep on September 23rd, it's just unconscionable what occurred here.
It is, and it's a case of the inmates running the asylum with apologies to the inmates. And it's just, I mean, you know, it breaks my heart. I have worked with Mark Houck in men's ministry. I run an organization called widowsandorphans.info, which we do humanitarian work and gospel work in 18 war zones around the world, like Gaza, like Syria, like Afghanistan, like Nigeria. And I've been doing it full time 10 years through widowsandorphans.info. And Mark and I, he invites me to do men's retreats. We actually showed up at the Wing Bowl back in the day. And we actually have taken, Mark and I have taken credit for shutting down the Wing Bowl back in 2018 with apologies, with apologies to all the fans of Wing Bowl that are listening right now. And they're now cursing Pastor Devlin saying, oh, you're the guy. So, but we would show up there and pray and share the love of Jesus with all the thousands of young men going in who were half smashed. But Mark Houck has been a 15-year friend, and it is unconscionable that with, you know, what are we looking at? 414 murders and over 1,000 carjackings, 22,000 shell casings in the People's Republic of Philadelphia, and we're going after a guy and his wife and their seven children all under the age of 14, and they show up with heavy weapons and cars. And, but, you know, we've even confirmed through his attorney, Peter Breen, out of the Thomas More Society in Chicago, that there was a Pennsylvania state trooper there. Now, why were they there? Oh, all the way up there at their home, the Houck family home in Kintersville, northern Bucks County, and they show up. And traumatized seven children under the age of 14, traumatized the wife. Mark's a tough guy in Jesus, so, you know, okay. And yet Krasner dropped the charges. The civil case never went through because of the guy never showing up, the person that was suing Mark. So it is, like you said, Rich, it is a overreach that's unbelievable. So that's why we're having a very... We call it a public witness and a prayerful presence. And we invite everybody to come at 615 Chestnut Street, which is the address of the U.S. Attorney's Office. We'll be there on the sidewalk 11 a.m. tomorrow. And, hey, I'm in charge of the event. I'm quarterbacking, so to speak. And to show you how diverse the group is, I'm a Democrat. And I served for many years as a Democratic committee person in the People's Republic of Philadelphia in the 61st Ward, which is East Oak Lane. So we welcome everybody. Come out. It's going to be a very positive event. And we've got some headline speakers. Of course, Dom Giordano is going to kick us off at 11 a.m. there at 615 Chestnut Street. We got Peter Breen, the attorney. We've got former Senate candidate Kathy Barnett. We have Ashley Garek. If you remember her a couple of years ago, her and her two minor children were doxxed by State Representative Brian Sims. You know, I said to Dawn and this morning, Rich, I said, why haven't the FBI SWAT team showed up at Brian Sims' house in Philadelphia?
Right.
So it is unconscionable that here's a guy, clean criminal record. I've known Brother Mark Houck 15 years. He's helping men all over the Philadelphia region, the four suburban counties, and even nationally through his organization called Kingsmen. And the fact that he has to endure this, that even Larry Krasner, of all things, had enough sense to drop the charges, and yet Kristen Clark, who's the head of the Civil Rights Division at the U.S. DOJ in Washington, D.C., she unearthed this. Evidently, she has an animus toward pro-life Christian Catholic people. And they sent out the FBI, as you said, on September 23rd. And so we're there to support Mark and his family, his wife, his seven kids, and just to have a prayerful presence and a public witness there at the U.S. Attorney's Office, 615 Chestnut Street, in the People's Republic of Philadelphia, 11 a.m. tomorrow. So we welcome you and all your listeners and Matt, whoever else can come. And Dom will be throwing the Hail Mary pass at 11 a.m.
Well, I'm glad you're doing this. I think it's outstanding. And this is happening a lot, unfortunately. There was another story I just saw where the FBI raided the home of a pro-life advocate who prayed and outside of yes. an abortion clinic. I hate to use the word clinic, but, it's just, you know, this is happening time and again right now across this country where pro-lifers are coming under attack. Look, Bill, you know that I have two adopted children, and of course, our bio baby Reagan, our bio baby surprise. But when I hear the attacks by these people who talk about going after pregnancy crisis centers, I mean, my God, I wouldn't have my two children, Patrick and Claire, had their birth mothers not gone to a pregnancy crisis center where they learned about adoption as an option. And the, the abortion industry hates the competition. But the truth is, yes. I remember being in Connecticut when Patrick was born. We left the hospital with him. We go to the to the adoption agency to meet with the counselor, which you have to do, of course, many, many times. You know, to adopt a child, you got they come to your home. There's all kinds of things you got to go through. But as we're leaving this tiny little one-room office for Adoptions from the Heart, I look across the street. There is this massive, massive Planned Parenthood complex. This thing looked like the Comcast Center. All glass windows and everything like this. I mean, the reality is it's big business for them, and they hate any competition. And between going after pro-lifers and going after pregnancy crisis centers, this is a real threat to life, and we have to stop this.
There's actually, you're right, and thank God for you, Rich Zeoli, for adopting those two little kids, and God bless you and your bride for doing that. And your story is replicated hundreds of thousands of times where good people with good hearts, like Mr. and Mrs. Zeoli, have stepped forward, and whether they can get pregnant or not, we're going to adopt somebody else's child and have them in our home as our own. And, you know, you talk about the vandalism. There have been four churches in the Philadelphia Archdiocese that were trashed and vandalized, spray painted, graffiti, not one arrest, and nationwide, 107 acts of vandalism, not one arrest, not one prosecution. The FBI, according to the DOJ, is not even investigating 107 acts of vandalism against churches and also pregnancy care centers. So this is just an incredible overreach, and that's why we're showing up at the U.S. Attorney's Office, 615 Chestnut Street, 11 a.m. tomorrow. Dom Giordano, our headliner, launching us at 11 a.m. We've got just a all-star lineup, and we invite people to come and be a part of supporting Mark Houck. Whether you're a religious person or not, you know, we welcome the atheists, the agnostics, the misbelievers, disbelievers, non-believers and unbelievers and pre-believers. I think I got everybody in there, Rich.
I think you covered all the bases.
thank you for all you're doing to be a bright spot here. And, you know, communism still survives in places like North Korea, Venezuela, and Cuba, where I go, and also Philadelphia. So thank you for being a big shining light, and thank you for bringing attention to the plight of Mark Houck and his wife, Ryan Marie, and their seven children. And please come and be a support. It's going to be a great positive time. We'll start at 11. We'll be done at noon with our all-star lineup. And, you know, hopefully that the U.S. attorney will come down and interact with us. Maybe we've actually invited Stephen Friend, the suspended FBI agent who has blown the whistle on the FBI in these politicized raids. We have not confirmed him coming. But anyway, it's going to be a great positive event, and we welcome everybody to come.
Pastor Bill Devlin, thank you, my friend. God bless, and keep up the great work.
Will do, Rich. Thank you. God bless you and your family.
Keel and Company tomorrow morning, 6 till 10. Rich Zeoli now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
So you got to do another sounder there. You got to do, you're in the middle of nonstop talk. You got a lot of work to do, Henry.
I'm going
to
end up doing pretty much every sounder on the station at this
Good.
Point.
For this show. Right, DeSantis, we want Henry to do all the voiceover work now.
Yeah, not only do we want it.
Your mic, I can't hear you. Turn your mic on. Come on, what are you people amateur? What is this, college radio? Push the button. You're a Harvard graduate. Push the button.
All right, now I can be heard. Not the important thing is, not only do you and I want it, but the audience loves the Henry voiceovers.
The Zeoli Army is demanding more Henry voiceovers. So you're going to take all the stuff that was professionally produced when I was in mornings, and now you're going to repackage it with your monotone Adams Family butler voice, and it's going to be outstanding. All right? Because in the morning, I had all these slick, professionally produced, you're in the middle of nonstop talk. And I think it's better to go, you're in the middle of nonstop talk.
I can 45. Make it sound professional.
No, I don't want you to. We want Henry. Right? DeSantis, we don't want professional package.
No, the professional package doesn't have the charm of a Henry package.
No, look, that's for big, fancy morning shows. Here in Afternoon Drive, the Rogues Gallery here, we want Henry's voice. We want Henry's monotone. I want people to think they've just turned on the Addams Family. That's what I want, all right? And it's not me. It's the Zeoli Army wants it. We're not going to say no to the Zeoli Army. I'm not going to do that.
You're their leader. I mean, you got to do the bidding of the people.
I mean, would they come after El Presidente if the times are tough? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so get working on that, please. We need all these by Monday.
We do have...
Am I getting paid for this?
No, sure. Of course not.
I'll buy you lunch. How about that, all right?
Yeah, we do have a request that was put in for professionally made production.
Yeah.
We don't have it yet, but eventually we'll attain it.
No, I feel like we don't want it, gets everything. Kale and Company gets everything. They'll come around to us in about 6-7 months.
You guys still on the air?
Yeah, you guys still on the air? No, good. That'll be excellent. Thank you for that, Henry. I'll take care of you. Don't worry. You got to wet your beak.
Thank you.
I understand. You got to wet your beak. I'm all about wetting the beak. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
So I'm all about that. We got a lot of great stuff to get to. You know, speaking of local areas, so the ACLU, which is a joke, the ACLU has filed a federal complaint alleging Central Bucks has created a hostile environment for LGBTQ students. The ACLU has requested the Department of Justice and the Department of Education investigate and order the Central Bucks School District to take steps to support its LGBTQ youths in schools. And this complaint was filed saying that there is a hostile environment for LGBTQ plus students, particularly transgender students. It's a 71-page complaint, including 26 pages of redacted student testimony filed on behalf of seven Central Bucks students and details incidents of bullying, prejudiced school board policies, and ignored attempts to seek help from school staff and administrators, which the ACLU says contributes to discrimination. Now, I can tell you that I have lots of doubts about the legitimacy of this suit, and the district, of course, did not respond directly for comment. But there's something I think is very, very important to note, and that is that a lot of these school districts around the country have made decisions to take certain curriculum out of their classrooms. School districts have to make decisions. I want to be very clear on something. I have never and never will support a book ban. But if a school decides not to put a book in its library, it's not a book ban. You can still buy the book. You can still read the book. You can still buy it and read it to your kids at night. It's not a ban. A ban would be if the government banned the book from publication, or they decided that they were going to confiscate all the copies of it or anything else like that. That would be a book ban. And that's not what we're talking about here. Yet that did not stop Nora O'Donnell last night on the CBS Evening News from coming out and raising the panic of book bans in America. I got a question for all these lefties who think that this is a book ban. How many of these libraries and schools have Thomas Sowell's books in them, out of curiosity? Thomas Sowell is the reason that I really am a conservative libertarian kind of a guy. You know, I was, I really always have been conservative my whole life, but I couldn't really understand why until I read Thomas Sowell's writings. And Dr. Thomas Sowell, in my mind, is probably one of the most brilliant men that's ever lived. And I think everybody should read his books. But I also understand that if a liberal school district chooses not to have Thomas Sowell's books in his in their classroom or in their library, that it's also not a book ban. They're not banning Thomas Sowell. They've made other choices on curriculum. If they choose to have the People's History of the United States by that whack job professor, that's their choice. And I can, as a parent, I can object. I can run for school board. I can speak out at the school board. I can send my kids to a different school. It's why I believe in school choice. But I can't scream it's a book ban because they've chosen not to put that in there. If they don't carry the greatest public speaking book ever written in the history of public speaking, The 7 Principles of Public Speaking by me, the book that I wrote. Talk about a shameless plug. Starting to sound like Levin right now. Let me start reading from it. Just kidding, Mark. Thank me. No, I mean, it's not a book ban if they don't carry my public speaking book in their libraries. You can still buy my book, and you should, on Amazon.com for $14.95 plus free shipping, and I'll sign it for you. But you should, but I can't come around and scream that it's a book ban. We have this audio from CBS. Take a listen.
A small Michigan town is locked in a war over words. The battle is over these 5 books with LGBTQ themes.
These books and lifestyle choices are destructive and wrong.
Last month, a group called the Jamestown Conservatives led a successful drive to essentially defund the library. They want those books removed from the shelves.
I feel like we've kind of stepped back in time talking about book banning.
Library Board President Larry Walton opposes moving or removing the books, calling it censorship.
It's heartbreaking to be associated with this situation.
Across the country, book banning in libraries and schools is gaining momentum. A recent study found more than 1,600 books were banned in more than 5,000 schools in 32 states. Jonathan Friedman of the free speech advocacy group PEN America.
What we've seen are citizens calling and filing criminal complaints about books available in libraries, and I've seen that in numerous states.
Community standards in Jamestown are not the same as in New York, L.A., or even in Grand Rapids.
Jamestown resident Dean Smith wants the books off the shelves.
I don't want any sexually or violently graphic material on display for kids to see when they come in the library.
Oh, my gosh.
Emotions remained high at the September meeting. Board Treasurer Deb Fridsma.
And so I appreciate passion, I do, but it is a slippery slope. You cherish your freedom. What you're doing right now is taking other people's freedoms away.
The final chapter here will be written in November, when voters will again be asked to decide on funding and the fate of the library.
So basically, as we understand this now, parents will make the decision for what they want to happen in their school district, which is the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be, of course. Now, the question I keep coming back to, and I'll ask this question as soon as we do this right now. Go ahead.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.